Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dude.
I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he ate playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two of Football Sunday right here on 1080 to the Fan. I think I will have myself zero beers today. I think I fulfilled my weekend capacity.
How are your nips doing this morning?
Rock hard, man. I could cut diamonds with these things.
Yeah.
Sheet rock.
Yeah, duck nips.
Oh, yeah. Hard duck nips.
A little more information than I needed, you know, today. But yeah, it's all good.
I'll show you them during the break.
Oh, okay, come on. We're all feeling that together this
morning.
So big Ducks win, but we do have to go up the road. Now, they were not in Corvallis yesterday. They were in Reno, Nevada.
Which sucks.
Spent time in Reno. My dad lived in Reno for like a year and a half.
It's actually not too bad. My parents go for...
It sucks. Okay.
No, shut up, Rashad. My parents go for their anniversary every year. I'm not going to let you trash it.
Is it the biggest, littlest, or the littlest, biggest city?
No, biggest little city in the world. Yeah, it's so
See,
weird.
No one cares about it. It's like fake Vegas.
You know what? If you want a Vegas experience... If you want a Vegas experience, but you don't want to pay Vegas prices, go to Reno. There you go.
If you want, like, the old town Las Vegas experience.
No, wrong. They got new casinos there.
Oh.
Wrong.
Man, you can go to A&A and get the same thing right up the road.
I do love me some A&A.
They already sponsor one of our shows, so yeah, hey, that's a much better. No, I went to UNLV, so of course Reno sucks.
Okay.
There you go.
I get it. Sorry. Reno sucks.
It's how Joe feels about the team we're about to talk about.
The Beavs, for the second straight week in the fourth quarter, sucked and let a team get back into it. Now, granted, you know, this time in the fourth quarter, the Beavs went into it up 3 points. It was 24-21. Last week, it was 21-10 that they were leading Colorado State. And then they let Colorado State get back into it, take a lead. The Beavs were able to tie it, go to two overtimes and win that one. Not the case yesterday. And while Javonte McCoy had one of his better passing games yardage-wise and actually let it go, having back-to-back interceptions late in the game, one of those going for a pick six and letting Nevada start to separate themselves. And again, just fourth quarter, end of game, just blunders and not being able to finish off games for the second straight week. Like, again, you got away with it last week, but then this time you did not, and you let Nevada, a team you should have beat, a team you should have won against, As far as, I mean, I didn't even know, but I would say that Oregon State was probably favored going into this game. 2.5. So not a big favorite, but still favored. Road favorite. And you let one slip away at the end.
So disappointed. You know, if you've been listening to the show, you understand that I've been one of those people who's like, man, Oregon State's schedule, really favorable. Like, there's a big chance after that Oregon loss, they go 11-1 or something like that to end the season, and potentially are in that conversation at the end of being in the playoff if, you know, there's not a lot of 1-1 loss teams. And so far this season, they've disappointed. Like you said, the good thing, Javonte McCoy, best passing game of, I want to say his career, but definitely of the season.
Probably not his career. He had some good games.
He hasn't thrown
his sophomore year at Idaho was pretty.
He hasn't thrown for over 200 yards all season.
No, Oregon State before this game legitimately was ranked in like the bottom 10 or 15 in passing offense.
Yeah, they just didn't even throw it.
In the entire country.
Yeah, so the most he's thrown all season was 181 yards, and that was in the second game of the season against San Diego State. He threw 348 yards yesterday. Unfortunately, threw 4 interceptions in between there. You know, you would think you cut those number of INTs down, maybe... Excuse me. Maybe Oregon State has a chance to win a game. They lost by 5, so they were in it clearly, but they just couldn't make it happen in the end. I think you just need more right now, you know. And I don't know if this Oregon State team has. I don't know if they have it in the Pac-2 right now. Like they're definitely the best of the two teams, you know, in the Pac-2 at this point, but. Oregon State, you know, 4-2, like after losing that game to Oregon, you think that you're going to be okay. You've pretty much taken yourself out of any possibility of being in that playoff. So now you just try to finish strong.
It's pretty frustrating loss for Oregon State. It's the loss for any team that it's because of you. It's not. It's like when you hear Dan Lanning talking about like Oregon is playing Oregon every week. Well, Oregon State just beat Oregon State. Nevada did not beat Oregon State. Really frustrating when your stud quarterback comes in and has that performance in the fourth quarter. Like you can live with a couple of picks, but it's like the first time that I don't know if like they just wanted to transition their offense more to passing now, or like they had to because Jam Griffin was out and they didn't have that double-headed running attack, but I don't know, man. I was pretty confident in McCoy's ability to throw the ball. He had a really good career doing so at Idaho. He can air it out, just hasn't really had that chance to do so yet at Oregon State. We saw some success yesterday, but damn, those two decisions, man, I just can't get over that. I was trying to see like what happened in the fourth quarter, and just bad throws on his part.
The biggest glaring kind of, I guess the most jarring thing as you look at the stat sheet and everything, like, they threw a total of 69 yards if you're Nevada yesterday. 69 passing yards the entire game. That's insane to me.
Well, and one of them was by their running back. One pass, by the way, was a completion by the running back on a trick play. So,
and then you have two running backs that have over 130 yards apiece. Like, they absolutely shredded you, you know, on the ground. You couldn't stop the run at all, and that's why they did it. Like, and on the flip side, like, Anthony, if you like running backs, yesterday's game with Oregon State and Nevada was awesome. If you like running backs, because Anthony Hankerson, if you haven't seen him play yet, man, kid's electric, man. 154 yards and 3 tutties, you know, yesterday. So he was doing his thing, and you just think if maybe Javonte McCoy didn't throw 4 interceptions, then maybe Oregon State wins this game.
Well, what was a real killer is that They throw the pick 6, they're able to respond and cut the lead to, I believe, 5 at that point, and then they are able to get the onside kick and
3 and out.
God! It's just like, when you have that, I mean, that's essentially a turnover right there.
Yeah.
Getting an onside kick, and one of my biggest pet peeves is coming away with 0 points on a turnover. You know, obviously field position comes into what that turnover looks like, but an onside kick, I mean, you're getting that at what? The 40?
45, 40?
Yeah, somewhere near midfield usually. So to not take advantage of that, that was just, I mean, wind out of the sails right there moment. And then you give it back to Nevada, who's able to score 3 plays later. I mean,
it was like a 67-yard run, right, by their quarterback, I think?
I believe so, yes.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just such a missed opportunity. And again, to let that game get out of hand like that in the second half, or more so the fourth quarter, just a missed opportunity. Well, just absolutely brutal. A
couple missed tackles on that specific play that we're talking about as well that were infuriating. It's like, wrap up, you guys. Come on.
Yeah, so a little disappointing for me. You know, I think most people know I'm kind of a – I got love for Oregon State. Like, obviously I don't watch them or, you know, follow them as much as I do the Ducks, but I got love for Oregon State. Like, I want them to do well, especially now that, you know, Big Brother – and Eugene has kind of moved on, and you know they're chasing their own kind of destiny right now. I want Oregon State to really find their identity and, you know, become that team that they not used to be, but become something that I think a lot of people in the Northwest can be proud of, whether you follow them or not. Like those to look at the, you know, box scores at the end of the night and see that, you know, Oregon and Oregon State got big wins. Like, yeah, it puts more focus on our little ass state of Oregon.
Yeah. And then Oregon State, I mean, they had a chance at the end there to win it. But again, just, you know, trying to make a play, interception happens, and that's the game. I mean, to have zero turnovers in the first half and then have multiple interceptions, it's just
the wheels completely fell off.
Well, and it's like understanding that you have to throw the ball. You're trying to keep up with this offense. And to, again, have the best passing game, essentially, as far as yards go, and it looked like it was going well, to then have it coupled with, you know, that many interceptions, one to give the other team points, one to end the game, not being able to take advantage of the onside kick. I mean, it's just, that was a brutal one. That was a tough one for Oregon State, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even want to make fun of them on that one. That's how brutal it was. Yeah. But next week, they gotta get ready. Because Rashad's running Rebs.
We're not playing.
Woo.
We're not playing. We on a mission right now.
I want to say they had a bye week, UNLV.
Yes.
So they did not play last
Coming
week.
Coming off
so
the loss, right, mm-hmm. after last week.
So against Syracuse, correct.
We don't have to talk about that. Against a really good Syracuse team. Like, they were supposed to win that game, but...
I might have lost money on UNLV, so that's why I'm bringing
it. I'll take the one loss. Man, if we can get one loss and everybody else gets two, then we can... You know, we can be number 14 in the playoff.
Well, do you guys play Boise State at all? Because if you do, they have a really good running back. I don't know if you've heard.
They do. Yeah, they do. So,
you know. I think it's their final game of the season, right? Oregon State, Boise State is their final.
I was talking about the running Rebs.
Oh, my bad.
If
I'm
UNLV
sure they do.
Gets Boise State this year. We'll have to take a look, but we're up against it. We'll take a break here, come back. I want to talk about one of these teams in London because, woof, it is not going well, and there might be another quarterback that is left in London looking for a new job and having to dust off the resume here soon. Get to that next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is one of those days where I wish we had another hour.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a third hour, you know, maybe we should do some after-hour stuff on Instagram.
I mean, you were at the game yesterday. I was working, so yeah.
Judging by your face, Joe.
Glue me to this chair and let's just go for a long time.
I wish we were required to do another hour.
There you go. There you go. Paid to do another hour. There you go.
Yeah. No. Like I said earlier in the show, JoJo sleepy. He needs a nappy poop.
Shoddy tie tie. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is right now, man.
Sound like Michael Scott. You have been on record as saying baby num nums, radio, give me my waddle. Like,
God. Yes, dude, I need to be swaddled and put to bed. I need a nap.
I hear that.
Doug Peterson fired after this game?
Probably. He's just gonna. You know what? Why don't you stay in London for a few days? You know, just figure things out on your own. I heard there's an amazing another football team that's here that you might wanna coach. A different kind of football, but
So footy.
Definitely not American.
You want to coach some footy?
Hey, you can take the long haired.
Have some mushy peas.
Take the long haired lady with you. Like, you know, you guys can stay together, see the sights, go to Big Ben. You know what I mean? Like, do all those things. Like, but
have some bangers and mash.
Yeah.
I'm really confused. I mean, I'll have some bangers and mash, but I'm really confused why Doug Peterson would have to stay and have some even if they lose. Didn't they go 9-8 in his first two seasons? I'm pretty sure they made the playoffs, lost to the Chiefs, the eventual Super Bowl champion that year.
Because they suck this year.
Is that because of him?
Well, they are. Also, they're like, in some ways. Also, they're what, like 2-11, 2-12 in their last like 14 games or something like that.
It's not because of him. I mean, it's not. Mind you, is it all because of him, Jordan? No, that's fair. However, you should be much better. And now there are a lot of people, including some here on the show, that had Jacksonville as the team to beat, you know, in the AFC South. And
which is in, you know, hindsight's 2020. Yeah, just a stupid pick.
We all players mess up, you know, so it's all good. But yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence, we can go through the list, and I'd love to do that with you guys just to see what you think. We can go through the list of quarterbacks right now and just see who's that guy and who's not. And I think for a long time we've been waiting for Trevor Lawrence to be that guy. He's constantly picked within the top, you know, 7 to 12 quarterbacks in fantasy every year. Like, you know, he can play, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't click all the way. And now you're watching a rookie completely show out in this game. If you're looking at the things that Caleb Williams has been doing, I think the record for a rookie in a game was 3 touchdowns. Well, he's got 4 in this game that they're playing, and he's absolutely demolishing this Jags team. I mean, I don't want to say it's all on Doug Peterson, but Trevor Lawrence has a lot to do with why they haven't been as competitive as I think a lot of people expect the Jags to be.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is something that Jacksonville, I thought it was going to be much better coming into the season, and for multiple weeks throughout this season and 2 in a row, I mean, the secondary has just looked absolutely pathetic. I mean, last week against Indianapolis Colts, they gave up, 21 fourth quarter points to the Colts, I believe it was. After, you know, kind of shutting them down for a few possessions, they decided like, oh, you know, just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want to our secondary, Joe Flacco. Have a career game where you go off for nearly 350 yards, 4 touchdowns, whatever it was, no picks, you know. Just do what you want. This is a bad loss, dude. I mean, Chicago was, I don't know if they were favored going into this, but Jacksonville is going to go to 1-5, and as we've seen now, the history of coaches after the London game, we had the first one of the season last week as far as just any coach getting fired, with Robert Saleh getting fired from the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. What do you mean me?
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's not my fault.
But he's got no problem with
well,
it.
Well, I do find it funny that Nathaniel Hackett doesn't get fired. He just gets demoted.
Well, I'm sick of hearing about how good of a family man Nathaniel Hackett is. Like, hey, guys, if I'm a good person in life, does that mean I'm guaranteed millions of dollars, job opportunity after job opportunity?
I don't care that you're a good dude.
I'm just, well, it's the
being
NFL.
A good dude account. Being a good dude counts. There's tons of people that got jobs just for the fact that they were.
I have not heard once that Nathaniel Hackett is a good family.
I haven't either. That's the first time for me.
Literally, go back and listen to what Ulbrich said in the demotion announcement about Nathaniel Hackett. And once again, you hear all Nathaniel Hackett. He's a great family man. He's a good servant. He's a good person. Like, just what an opportunity.
Ask his wife. He puts out. All right.
Just don't.
Every night, whatever she wants.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with your skills.
He's willing to go there
as an NFL head coach. And you got to stop bringing those up in the same convo.
Hey, he's willing to sacrifice. All right,
you're
that's
talking
what
about
means.
Like his Hall of Fame stuff later on, sure, but not while he's coaching.
Well, we'll see how much of a family man Doug Peterson is, and if he's able to keep his job after this, because the Jaguars are now 1-5 to start this season.
That's grounds for dismissal.
And I'm looking at it. I was the only idiot on this show to take them to win the division. So,
did you really?
Yeah. Congratulations to you, too.
Man, players mess up, man.
But I am the idiot.
I think there's a bigger story here, and it's not Doug Peterson and the Jags. But, man, how about Eberflus and the Bears? Three in a row. And Caleb Williams just played the best game he's played as a professional quarterback in the NFL.
Like, grr.
This team, and next week there's a huge matchup that they have against another super surprising team and super surprising rookie in Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Oh, boy.
Like things are working out very well for both of these franchises that were dead in the water.
Things are happening. Things are happening. And I was the only idiot to take the Bears to get a wild card. So that is actually
that's probably going to happen.
That's looking all right now.
Yeah.
But I was an idiot that took the Rams to make the wild card. And so far, not looking great there,
players
Bob.
Mess up, man.
Come on.
Players mess up.
All right. Let's take a break. Let's make some picks. Let's lose some money. Try to win some money. Rashad, we have a bit of a controversy here with you.
Because that was here last week because I didn't send my picks in.
Yes. I needed was three picks, damn
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I was my mind state last week was on anything else but football at that point. So
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So that was my fault. Sorry about that. And then my phone died when I was at the doctor.
Can you tell me, I would have picked?
Oh.
Can you go back and be honest and be like,
who won?
You know, I saw this. Oh, I would have picked this.
I definitely would have picked the Bears over the Panthers last week.
Okay. How about you think of it in the break and try to come up with three honest takes that you think in retrospect and hindsight, I would have been right on this. I would have been wrong on that.
I could do that sure.
And we'll give you the record for that.
I'm an honest person. Look at this honest face.
So you you need to go back and look at games from last week, and you got to start looking at games for next week, because who do you love is next? Let's try and win some money. Possibly lose some money, probably more of the latter of those two. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update. So first things first, Rashad.
Yes.
Let's see if you're an honest man of integrity.
I wouldn't lie to y'all, bro.
Who would have you picked, if that's the right grammar, which it probably isn't, last week?
So
when you were out.
One game I would have picked is for sure the Ravens over the Bengals.
Ravens straight up.
Yeah,
huh?
Ravens straight up. Okay. They absolutely own this Bengals team, you know, for whatever reason. So I don't think I would have bet against them.
Well, how about that? You were right.
Yeah, that's the one. That's actually of the ones I would have picked. That's the one that I actually was right on, is that one. Because the other two, I for sure would have got wrong.
Okay, all right.
I would have taken Colts over the Jags. That clearly didn't happen.
But you were damn close to being right. I took Jags -3.5. That was wrong. The Jags had like 8 different opportunities in the fourth quarter to end that game and take like a big lead and just stop letting Joe Flacco pass on them. And they gave up 3 fourth quarter touchdowns. I was pulling my hair out of my skull, and they ended up winning by 3, but I took the 3.5. Damn it.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Unbelievable.
But, not as bad as my next one, because it was a, you know, NFC West matchup, and I thought for sure that the Cardinals would fall to the 49ers, and the 49ers might be the most disappointing team in football right now. There's no reason you should have all that talent and still end up 2-3 or whatever they are on the season. So definitely would have fallen with for that one last week.
And I live bet that game.
Did you?
After the Cardinals scored their first touchdown, because it was 49ers -2.5 on a live bet after that touchdown. I was like, oh, that's good. I'll take that. And one of my favorite things to do right now is during that 1 o'clock slate of games is watch the first half. JoJo gets a nappy in. And then I wake up to see what happened and the final results to either some surprises, maybe not surprises, but last week was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo woke up from his nappy, and somehow the 49ers decided not to score at all in the second half and let the Cardinals back in and win that game. And then the Giants beating the Seahawks as well. That was tied 10-10, and then they end up winning that one.
Yeah, come on, Seahawks. I think that was probably the biggest surprise of the last weekend was the Seahawks going down to the lowly Giants. But I guess they're not as lowly as they once were.
Well, I will give Daniel Jones credit in the game a couple weeks ago, that Thursday night game against the Cowboys, is he did not look that bad. Long passes downfield weren't great, but he was pretty efficient. They converted a lot of third downs. So I thought it was going to be I thought it was going to be better. Yeah, no Malik Nabor, no Devin Singletary. I mean, they were missing guys. I mean, that had Seahawks written all over it, but it was a trap. It was a trap. The Giants end up winning that. Of my picks, as I mentioned, Jaguars minus 3.5 did not hit. Dolphins, Patriots, I took the under 36.5 money all day. What was hilarious about that is one of the texters even said, he's like, dude, I would take the under if it was 26.5. Well, that would have hit as well. I think the final score is 15-10 in that game. So you would have hit on the under of 26.5 in that Dolphins-Patriots game. And then I took the over in Bengals-Ravens over 48.5. That for sure hit. Jordan, you were on Bills-Texans over 47.5. Nay there. Ravens minus 2.5. Boy, you got that by the skin of your teeth. That was
close.
Oh, my God. And then I put for your third one was under 42.5. No teams.
I'm trying to find the one that we picked, brother. Yeah, thanks for listening to me.
I'll have to go and check the archives to see what that is. We will be hanging with bated breath to find out what that was.
I mean, was that Broncos Raiders, I feel like? Then the Broncos just ended up going off?
It could have.
That feels like
well
a number. 42.5, you said?
Yeah, we'll have to double check. Like I said, check the tapes. Check the tapes.
I'll go
there.
Check the tape.
Week 6, though. Right now, as it currently stands, I am 7-5. Rashad is 6-6 after having that man of being a man of integrity, and Jordan still waiting to get that final pick there. And I will give you record as it stands, though 6-5 with a possible either win or loss on there. But week 6, I'll get things started. Chargers, Broncos. The over under right now is 35.5. Which, I mean, I know the Broncos offense hasn't been amazing. Now, they did go off against the Raiders last week.
It's the Raiders.
The week before was that disgusting, ugly, gross, rainy game against the Jets. But then before that, they put up 27 points. The Chargers coming off of a bye week. I think they're going to be rested. I think they're going to have a good offensive output. I'm going to take that over of 35.5 just because that is just so low.
Tasty.
No, that's super low, 35. Typically, when you look at over-unders, they're right around 40, 42, something like that. So 35 is incredibly low. I'm going to go with the Eagles versus Browns. Crazy stat, like the Eagles have won 5 of the last 6 games against the Browns. They're 8.5-point favorites, and it's a 42.5, like, over-under. I'm going to go with that 8.5 points just because I think the Eagles are still trying to find their mojo. But again, whenever you're beating up on a team pretty much, or not even pretty much, every single time you see them.
And you're playing the Browns.
And you're playing the Browns. And you're playing at home. So I'm taking that 8.5 points for the Eagles.
It would be very Eagles-like to let this be like a one-possession game that they barely escape out of.
Absolutely.
That's very true. Let's see here. New England and Houston is in Foxborough today. Just checked the weather report, and it looks like a big old cloud is headed towards Foxborough right at game time. So wondering if it's going to be a rainy mess. The over-under is 38.5. Because of that, I'm taking the under. Do feel like it's a little bit of a gamble, but I've lived there before, and I know when it rains, it rains in Boston. Yeah. So it could definitely be a wet one. If so, the under 38.5 for New England and Houston is hitting.
And I believe Drake May is getting the start today.
Another factor. And obviously, if he goes off, you know, then the under's cooked.
I feel like that's the most uncomfortable stadium to play in all of football. That weather, when it starts weathering, nah.
Even when it's like 50, it just feels bitter cold there.
Yeah, nah.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah, Drake May is getting the start today.
Yeah, they're not going with Jacoby Brissett again?
No.
What a stud veteran he is.
I felt like that was announced a few days ago.
No, it was. It was like Monday or Tuesday.
Right. All right, my next one. Listen, Cowboys are riding a high after that win over the Steelers, that ugly win where Dak was able to actually clutch up on that final drive, take him down, and convert that fourth down for a touchdown. But this is still the Cowboys. They're still escaping by the skin of their teeth against teams like the Steelers and the Giants. Yes, you are winning road games. You are losing home games, though. You are playing against the Lions, who are a much, 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 much better team. I have the Lions covering that 3.5. I think that they are still pissed about how that game went last year against the Cowboys, that they lost, that they feel like they shouldn't have. Make sure you report. Make sure you report all your linemen to the referees. And I think the Lions end up winning this, showing why they're the class of the NFC, which kind of seems like it's up for grabs. But I think the Lions go and make a statement today against the Cowboys in Dallas. And that would mean Dallas is 0-3 at home to start the year. Lions, -3.5, covering.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers visiting the Saints today. The Saints started the season super hot, winning 2 in a row. It looked like Derek Carr was going to be right in that mix for, you know, MVP, just based on the way he played at the beginning of the season. Things have cooled off. They've lost 3 in a row. They've only scored more than 15 once over the last 3 games that they've played. The over-under for this game is 42.5. I'm taking the under, and yeah. Bucks versus Jags.
And, yeah, lock it in.
Neither of you go on the Cardinals-Green Bay game yet?
Oh, dang it. Go ahead.
Sorry, brother. Well, it might be different.
Luckily, I have another one written down.
Sorry,
so
you
okay.
Said Bucks, Saints.
The under.
Under
42.5, yeah.
Of 42.5? Woof. Okay. Jordan, go ahead, bud.
All right, we got Cardinals at the Green Bay Packers today. Jordan Love hasn't looked so good since he's come back, but apparently Vegas thinks that they're going to win because they're at home or because, like, he's getting healthier. They're a 5.5-point favorite over the Cardinals. Kyler Murray's got the 7th-best QBR right now in the NFL. He's also got Marvin Harrison Jr. Their offense is pretty good. I think Arizona covers the 5.5. I can't believe I'm betting on the Cardinals, but I am.
Cardinals covering the 5.5.
Yes, sir.
That'd be obviously covering spreads is not a victory, but man, if they're able to go into Lambeau and get the victory, that'd be huge. That'd be a huge win for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Steelers Raiders under. Two of the worst offenses in the league. The Raiders can't run the ball. The Steelers can't throw the ball. The shine has come off of Justin Fields. I think that continues today. What, he had like 130 yards last week or something like that passing. Listen, it was fun for the first few games. Over under on this is 36.5. I am taking the under 36.5 between two of the most putrid offenses in the league. Rashad.
Well, I'm taking probably two of the most dynamic offenses in the league right now, and that's the Ravens going ahead and taking on the Commanders today. Ravens are a 7-point favorite. I'm taking the Commanders to cover these last few games. That
you say
had,
that the Ravens are a 7-point favorite?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, this is the battle of the belt line.
Yeah,
Washington versus Baltimore? Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
And if you look at the way Washington's been playing over the past few weeks, obviously the Ravens have found their mojo finally had their big game from Derrick Henry last week. But over the last month,
I think it was 2 weeks ago,
excuse me.
Yeah, against the Bills. He had that big run to seal the victory.
Seal the win,
But
if you look at what this Commanders team has been able to do over the last 4 weeks, you know, they've constantly put up over 38 points or 34 points over the last 3 games that they've played. I love the way Jaden Daniels has been playing. I love the, sounds so weird, but I love the direction that these Washington Commanders are in. I'm taking the Commanders to cover.
Jordan.
I'm going Indianapolis Colts, baby. Joe Flacco, as of an hour ago, announced to get the start versus the Tennessee Titans. They're on the road.
And they're dogs.
They are dogs by just 2 points. So I'm not even taking the +2. I'm just taking the straight up money line, which is at +110 instead of -110. I really feel like with old man Joe, they're going to be winning today. So I just simply put, I know that they're down. I think Jonathan Taylor has been.
He's out.
Yeah. He has been out. So they're basically down to their second and third running back. But hey, old man Joe, baby, that magic alone over Mayo-loving Will Levis and the Titans.
I was going to say, you got to play the Titans off of a bye week.
No.
They're getting their first win. They're trying to get back-to-back wins, baby.
You know, sometimes sitting in a bye week just means that you're, like, coming back and like, continuing to play like crap. It doesn't always mean you're going to be amazing afterwards.
All right, it's Who Do You Love? We'll check the tapes, see what Jordan took last week, and we will wrap things up here on this Football Sunday and send you into Red Zone, whatever the hell game you're going to be watching in this NFL Week 6 action. We do that next, Football Sunday, 10 of the Fan. All right, wrap-up show here. Found out that Jordan took the under in Giants-Seahawks last week.
Damn.
I'm sure the result of the game itself were shocking to people. The Seahawks on the schneid right now. Losers of three in a row. Lost to the Lions a couple weeks ago. They lost to the Giants last week. And then on Thursday Night Football, they fall to the San Francisco 49ers. So the 3-0 start for the Seattle Seahawks has now turned into a 3-3 record through 6 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't think Janiel Dones was going to be connecting with anybody.
They're swinging at the air up there in SeaTac right now, man. Like, Seattle is one of those teams that, again, now, like I talked about Oregon State earlier and having love for the Beavs, I have no love for Seattle. I mean, I have no love for, you know, the city of Seattle. Cool. Seahawks, though? No thanks. Mariners? All for it. I'm all in, you know.
What did the Seahawks do to you? I mean, do I have to remind you? You guys were the ones that picked off the interception in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they were all so confident that they just thought that for sure they were just going to beat up on us like they did to San Francisco the year before. Like, nah, fam. Like, I'm not going to do us like that. And then in Seattle, everybody dresses like Soulja Boy Tellem from like 2004. Like, what are y'all doing? Yeah, everybody still wears that. Like, it's like Napoleon Dynamite. They haven't quite caught up with the times down there. So, yeah.
Well, the Seahawks, they obviously are not playing today since they played on Thursday. They have the Falcons next week. That will be intriguing to see what happens there because the Falcons have been playing much better to start than the start of their season. They're coming off of two straight wins. They play the Panthers today. They could be heading into that game 4-2. But I will say, everybody, enjoy your Sunday out there. Red Zone is about to get going here in a few minutes. If there's a certain game that you're going to be locked on in this 10 a.m. slate, then have fun watching that. I will be watching my Cowboys at 125 lose to the Lions. But I hope it's a fun little football Sunday of action for you all out there. Hopefully Drake May does well for your Patriots.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking there.
Big upset coming.
Yeah, we'll see.
Big performance
probably
by Drake
not.
May.
Probably not, but it's all good. New era.
Yeah, you got to be excited about it, right? Number 3 overall pick. I mean, get his first start.
I don't got to be, but we'll see what's up. Number 3, let's make it count.
All right, Jordan, appreciate you as always, sir.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Especially I'm going to go nap as well.
Yeah, late night last night for you and coming in doing the show.
Late night for you as well.
Yes, yes, for different reasons. Rashad, appreciate you for coming in. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm glad to be back with my family, man.
You will see these guys in 2 weeks because I will not be here. In 2 weeks. We get next week off, and then I believe in 2 weeks it's an 8 a.m. show.
Tight. Tight. That's awesome.
So you guys have fun. Football Sunday. Thank you all for tuning in on this Sunday, and we will catch you in 2 weeks. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.